Complete Streets means street safety and comfort for all users. That's drivers and walkers and cyclists, all modes of transportation. In 2014, the Phoenix City Council passed an ordinance creating a Complete Streets Advisory Board to produce safety and accessibility guidelines for all street users to adopt by 2015. But our next guest says while the Complete Streets Advisory Board has held up its end of the bargain, the Street Transportation Department has refused to work with them, resulting in years of impasse. In fact, the Citizen Council is so fed up. Last week, the Complete Streets Board put a petition in front of the City Council to force it to vote on the guidelines they've put together going around the Street Transportation Department. The show's Lauren Gilger spoke with Connor Deschemacher of the Complete Streets Advisory Board and asked him why he felt progress with the Streets Department seems to have stalled.
Yeah, the process has been one that's been quite difficult. We experienced a lot of pushback from staff because of concerns about just changes in process, really. We are acting out what council directed us to do, but we've experienced staff really holding up the process with this, which is why we've had to sort of go back to the drawing board quite a few times to write these design guidelines. And so our most recent timeline was for 2018, but as you can see, that's been at 2 years after what we had initially completed as a board.
So now you formed this coalition, submitted a citizen petition asking the city to do some of these things, to adopt some of these initiatives that the advisory board put together initially. Why did you go about it that way?
We want this to be something that this City Council can see and hear properly, something that can go before them as we had created it. Something that we chose to go about it this way because we see pedestrian deaths as a very urgent issue in the city of Phoenix, in the state of Arizona. Arizona was just named the most dangerous state for pedestrians in the United States. And March in particular was unprecedented with 10 pedestrian deaths in just the first week. So we really want to be able to have this face up quickly and understand that the process that we've gone through up to this point has not been the direct path that our ordinance had laid out for us.
Do you feel like you can't wait any longer?
We do feel we can't wait any longer, and we do not see any willingness from the Streets Transportation Department to aid us in this process.
So tell us more about the design that exists right now for 2018. What are the goals if they accept this petition and you are able to move forward on some of these things? What do you want to see happen?
We want to see protection for our more vulnerable users on our streets. One sort of quick example is attached versus detached sidewalks, making sure that when you're walking down a street, there is a separation of landscape for folks that are having to walk from place to place. Whether they're transit users, whether they're in a downtown area, whether they're even just walking with a stroller or something like that. Very often, the way that our streets are currently designed, we just have attached curbs for our very narrow sidewalks. So I don't know about you, but I would not feel very comfortable walking with a child next to 50-mile-an-hour traffic without any sort of landscape barrier keeping me from that traffic.
What kind of cost would go into this? Is that prohibitive? Is that a reason why the city maybe is hesitant to adopt these?
This would not affect the prioritization of what streets receive improvements and any of the current overlays that are in place. What we're simply asking is that a public health issue be addressed in the city of Phoenix. The guidelines that we are pursuing are endorsed by the Federal Highway Administration and numerous cities across the United States. So these are not radical principles, nor are they radical design guidelines. What we simply want is for Phoenix to follow the lead of, again, the Federal Highway Administration. We want to make sure that that safety component is practiced. The time is really now, and we're really past this. There are cities across the country that are pursuing Vision Zero for zero pedestrian deaths. And what we really want is, again, just safety.
All right. Connor Deschemacher is a member of the City of Phoenix's Complete Streets Advisory Board. Connor, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Thank you so much, Lauren. It was a pleasure talking with you.
Maria Hyatt, Street Transportation Director for the City of Phoenix, says the process with citizen councils always includes a generous amount of push and pull, and it's the city's job to make sure the final product complies with laws and all the stakeholders involved. NKJZ's Paige Phelps spoke with her earlier.
So I think we've had some natural tension, but this is something that we need to make sure that as a department that we're doing a solid job of providing them with the support that this board needs.
They said that some of their recommendations, or perhaps even all of them, I haven't seen the recommendations, have been endorsed by the Federal Highway Administration. So I'm curious, what about what they've presented to you has not met with your requirements at the city?
So, Paige, I don't think it's a matter of whether it meets us or not. What we're currently in is the process to review those. So they have modeled much of their work after the National Association of City Transportation Officials. And they do have a complete street component to their mission, and this is a national mission of which the City of Phoenix is very much a member of NACTO. And so they have included those comments and those principles in their guidelines, but we're currently going through the stakeholder review process. So this is not necessarily about the City of Phoenix. This is really about the process of getting stakeholder review and then presenting to council for their final input, whether they accept it or whether they would like some changes or whether it just moves on forward. So that's really the process at this point.
Do you feel like there's maybe a little bit of who's holding the conch shell at this point? Maybe there's confusion on whose voice was supposed to be the loudest when it comes to these recommendations. Is that what's happening here?
Well, the Complete Streets Advisory Board, this was the reason they were formed by council. Council felt very strongly that we needed to put together a group to have the time to delve into this, to bring their advocacy to it, and to create guidelines that then met what our community's needs are, and then present it to council. So this is very much what the Complete Streets Advisory Board was designed and created to do.
So they feel like this hasn't been as normal as you are saying it is. So where is the disconnect there?
You know, I believe that we've got some strong advocacy, which is exactly what the Complete Streets Advisory Board is to do. I think staff has tried to make sure that their advocacy also then works within the profile of what we're seeing within the citywide community. That's, you know, people who aren't advocates, people who are advocates, and trying to balance that out. And there's definitely been some tension.
So in the future, whether or not the city takes their petition or not, do you see a future where the Citizen Committee and your department can work together? Has there been irreparable harm there?
I don't think so. In fact, I have spoken with the chair and co-chair of the Complete Streets Advisory Board and talked through basically their perspective. Because one of the things, Paige, to note is that I've been in this position now for 2 months. So I don't have the history of all that's gone on. So that's why I wanted to make sure that I sat down with them and really heard the good, the bad, the ugly. And so we're going to be making some changes on our part to make sure that we are providing the best support that we can for this board.
What would you like to see in the future? What do you think is going to happen at the city council meeting with this petition?
So what staff's recommendation was for the Complete Streets Advisory Board to continue the review process and stay within the time frame of council review and approval that the Complete Streets Advisory Board had asked for back in, I believe it's in January. So they were concerned about making sure that the review of their guidelines was done in a manner, ideally before there's changes to council. And their goal was, while they had a council who very much knew what Complete Streets Advisory Board's goal and charge was, to make sure that they had an opportunity to get to council before that time frame. Whether council approves the petition today or whether they go with staff's recommendation, which is to complete the public review process of their guidelines, we believe that we still be able to get and meet their ultimate goal of getting this reviewed by council before summer.
That's Street Transportation Director for the City of Phoenix, Maria Hyatt. Thanks so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
No problem, Paige. Thank you.